Okay, so in the Commonwealth Games office in Glasgow, and it's a very nice office as well. We're joined by Greg Warnocky, the head of disability sport for Glasgow 2014. Hi Greg, thanks for giving us your time.
Pleasure, thanks for having me on today.
Now, the first question is, you are in charge of all the sports, all the, you know, timetables and all that. Just tell me how it all works.
Right, so we have 17 sports in the Games, and they're going to take place over 11 days of competition. So it's very exciting. We've got 17, of those 17 sports, five of our sports have fully integrated medal events for parasport athletes. So very exciting to have athletes competing in aquatic swimming, in athletics, in track cycling, in lawn bowls, and in powerlifting. 22 medal events and a good opportunity for parasport athletes to compete at the same time next to their able-bodied teammates as well.
So basically, you told us about the sports there. Can you give us more detail of what's going to be in the parasports?
Sure, I think it's a little bit different to the Paralympic Games, where obviously there's medal events for all different types of classifications in all events. We have six medal events in swimming, three for men and three for women, six in athletics, again three for men and three for women. Then we have two events in lawn bowls, which are mixed events, open events for vision impaired athletes and athletes with a physical disability. And then we also have two medal events for men and two for women in track cycling for vision impaired athletes on the tandem cycles. And then powerlifting athletes across the different weight categories. So we cover a different range of disability groups, which is quite good. People with physical disabilities, people with a learning difficulty, as well as people with a vision impairment. So it's a good mix, 22 medal events, and hopefully we'll get athletes from all around the Commonwealth that can help us with putting on a great parasport program.
And have you been speaking to different countries at the moment? Like, who wants to come and, you know, like the invitations and all that?
Sure, we've got 71 nations in the Commonwealth Games, and we've done a little bit of research with the International Paralympic Committee, and we're very confident we'll get probably somewhere between 25 and 30 of those nations entering parasport athletes. Certainly with the London Paralympic Games, there's a lot of focus on what the UK can do in terms of putting on great sporting events for people with a disability, and we're really excited to have them, particularly a lot of the home nations athletes. Obviously the success of people like David Weir, Aileen McGlynn and Neil Fackey that all won medals at the Paralympics, there's events on the program for those guys. So really excited to see some of those world-class Paralympic athletes coming to Glasgow.
So, as well as being involved in Glasgow 2014, and we're all excited about that, your background is disability sport. Is it basketball?
That's right. I mean, I've been involved with disability sport probably for about 20-odd years now. Back home in my native Australia, very, very fortunate to have worked with a lot of young kids, particularly with a disability, getting into sport for the first time. And it was really, really pleasing to see a lot of them perform in London as Paralympians for Australia and to win a number of medals. But wheelchair basketball has been my background. I've been very lucky to travel the world coaching wheelchair basketball at a number of international events. So that's always been my passion. Unfortunately, not on our parasport program here in Glasgow. It's not one of our sports, but that doesn't mean that the other five parasports I'm not as excited about as well.
Now, you were saying that you're not from Scotland, as you can hear. You're from Down Under. I've been wanting to say that for years, Down Under. So I've said that now. Australia. Just speak to us about what is the difference going from Australia to Scotland, apart from the weather, obviously. But speak to us about disability sport. Is it different in any way?
Sure, I think the weather is one thing, you talked about that, but we've booked 23 degrees and sunny during the game, so it's already been booked, so hopefully the weather comes through okay for us. But in terms of disability sport, I think certainly with the Paralympic Games being here in the UK, there was certainly a much stronger emphasis on providing opportunities for young people with a disability to play sport. Not very different, I think, from Australia when the Sydney Paralympic Games were held in 2000, and there's certainly been a long tradition since that time to make sure that there's continuing programs programs for people with a disability. So I'm really comfortable and confident that I think the work that's been done in the lead up to London 2012 will hopefully then pay dividends for continuing to provide more opportunities. And hopefully with the fact we've got integrated para sport events here with Glasgow 2014, that can be another real good target for people with a disability to really aim to be able to gain selection with their teams.
Now, when Glasgow 2014 is finished, what's the plan? Are you going home? Are you staying here to help with more disability sports? Or
not really sure just yet. I've sort of got my eye on the prize, which is about 600 days away from the Games, and not that far away now, so my eye is certainly on the prize to get that delivered, and that's the number one priority. I think once I get a little bit closer to the end of the Games, and that might be when I start worrying about what the next job is, because I'll obviously be able to have to pay the bills. But I'd certainly be open to opportunities to whether or not to stay in the UK. Obviously going home, the next Commonwealth Games are in the Gold Coast in 2018, so that's a nice place to go, nice warm beaches. So we'll have to wait and see a little bit closer to the Games, but for now the focus is firmly on Glasgow, making sure we can deliver an outstanding athlete-centred and sport-focused Games here in just under 2 years' time.
Okay, well, good luck to you and good luck for the Games, and hopefully I will be coming along to the Games for able to cover some of the Games. So good luck to you and enjoy the weather in Scotland.
Thank you, and we look forward to seeing everybody here in Glasgow in 2014 in July.